This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Good evening, friends. This year is actually very important to me, very dear to me, for a number of reasons. Firstly, this Shabbos is Shabbos Nachamu. And somehow, instinctively, everybody is very joyous in Shabbos Nachamu. And I think most people, they're joyous because the 3 weeks are over, the 9 weeks are over, the 9 days are over, Tisha B'Av is over. You could listen to music, you could do laundry, you could eat meat, you could get a haircut, you could shave, and all the restrictions are lifted, so let's rejoice. But is that a reason to rejoice? I mean, we're able to do that the whole year. So the fact that we weren't able to do it for a short amount of time, what exactly is the joy of Shabbos Nachamu? What is the nechama of Shabbos Nachamu? Think about it. We fasted, we mourned the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So we don't have it back. So what's the nechama? What exactly is the nechama of the Shabbos Nachamu? What are we happy about? What are we joyous about? And so first, I would like to just give a very important understanding of what Shabbos Nachamu is. And I want to use it as really an opportunity to encourage the learning of a certain subject. I have a special guest tonight that I'm going to introduce soon in a few minutes. And I want to bring your attention to something, very powerful Maramakaimais. There's a Sefer Yosef Oimetz, which is a collection of Minhage Ashkenaz. He writes, if you have on your, on the screen over here, let me just make sure that, let me just make sure that you have it. In the Sefer Yosef Oimetz, he writes in Ois Tav Tav Tzadi Gimel Tav Tav Tzadi Dalet that after the 9th and the 10th of Av pass, Yasiach Ha'adam Daiti Min HaChorban, distract your mind from the Chorban, the Yizkar L'Nechama, remember the consolation, U'mibnezeh Koyrin Shabbos Acha Tisha B'Av Shabbos Nachamu, therefore the Shabbos after Tisha B'Av is called Nachamu, because of the Haftorah, U'marbin Boy B'Pir U'Vizimra, we increase singing, V'Roy L'Hisanik Boy Yosem Yishar Shabbos Adana, you should enjoy it more than any other Shabbos during the year. And in the drushes of Ibn Shva'ib, he brings it's a mitzvah to make it like a yomtiv. The Maharil, who's literally the backbone of Minhage Ashkenaz, Maharil writes in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, Shabbos Nachamu hu ha-Shabbos ha-Samach achar Tisha B'Av. It's the first Shabbos after Tisha B'Av. Yismachu kol ha'am. You should rejoice. And why? The yiftachu l'nechamas bias ha-goyal. You should have faith in the coming of Mashiach. The joy of Shabbos Nachamu, it's an opportunity to yearn with complete faith in the arrival of Mashiach. Okay, so that's the first thing I wanted to bring to your attention. If you wanted to know why people are starting to make barbecues or why they're listening to music and they're so happy Shabbos Nachamu, it's because this is the designated Shabbos and weekend, so to speak, of the year. And we're going to see it's especially attached to Tu B'Av. It's the Shabbos of the year designated to be Mitzapeh LiYeshua. So if you're saying, okay, I know where he's going with this. I think I know where he's going with this. You're right. But I genuinely want to bring to your attention, first of all, as you know, this new Sefer came out, Sipisa LiYeshua. And I know many of you have it. So if you want to tell which Shabbos should you learn Sefer Sipisa LiYeshua, of which so obviously preparing for Tisha B'Av, this Shabbos is the designated Shabbos of the year to learn Sipisa LiYeshua. But I also want to bring to your attention that this Sefer, the Chafetz Chaim, was not able to publish it in his lifetime. He could only publish it as a little pamphlet. Actually, my friend that I'm going to introduce, his Zayda published the newspaper. He's going to tell you about it. His Zayda published the newspaper that the Chafetz Chaim put Sipisa LiYeshua in. The Paltav Rav. And now in our generation, not only is it available in a separate Sefer, it's translated. It's easy to understand. It's available. So first of all, if you have it, I really encourage you this Shabbos, if you want to enjoy the Shabbos, if you want to enjoy your barbecue, if you want to enjoy the music, it has to be accompanied by genuine Sipil Yeshua. This is the Shabbos to learn the Sefer, to get the Sefer. And what we're getting at is also And if whatever you could do to bring it to Klal Yisrael, to bring it to your friends, because my friend, who I'm going to introduce, has already given out hundreds of the Sefer to people who have committed to learn it. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce my good friend. I'm going to ask him to unmute. Okay. I'm going to give him the opportunity to introduce himself. One second. Let me make sure. Add pin. Make co-host. Yes, I'm making you a co-host. And one second, and I'm adding a pin. There you go. I'm gonna introduce my friend. He's gonna tell you what he's doing with this safer, and he's really doing amazing work. So go ahead.
Good evening, everybody. So my name is Ellie. A few years ago, me and a few people started this organization called Marbitzei Torah. What we do is we distribute Svarim to people who will agree to learn them, Blina Nabi Mekabel. At the same time, we give an opportunity for anybody that wants to donate Svarim to do it for whatever they want. Schosim, Shaduchim, everyone's looking for a schos, and it's a huge opportunity. So Baruch Hashem, with that in mind, we were able to already close to date, distribute close to 7,000 Svarim. Now, recently, with the coming out of Tzipi Sli Yeshua, we've been pushing the Sefer very hard. As the Rav said, my relative was the first one to publish the Sefer that the Chafetz Chaim couldn't publish. It was published through his supplement in the Hamadiyah, if I'm not mistaken, correct? And
Right.
I feel like it's a huge connection to me that I could continue something that, he started. So we were really pushing the Sefer hard. As the Rav said, we were able to give out close to hundreds of copies, 260 we're holding at. And counting, more people keep reaching out for more and more, and more people want to do it. And it's a huge opportunity. We need more people to be mishtatef because our goal is to get out thousands of Svarim because people want the Sefer when they hear the opportunities that involve, right? Being metzapen for the Yeshua, as the Chafetz Chaim and many other sources say, you bring the Geula. Now, somebody that's learning it's bringing the Geula, but somebody that's getting someone else to learn it, right? Aside from the Schos of Torah, they're also getting the Schos of being metzapen for Yeshua. Which is an incredible thing if you think about it, because for thousands of years, everybody wants the Geula, everyone's talking about it, but now is your opportunity to actually do something about it. And who doesn't want to be that person? Mashiach comes, and everyone's going to look at him that he was the cause to bring this happen, right? Learning it, but also sponsoring it. You're learning it, you're bringing it. By sponsoring it, you're causing someone else to be mitzapim, which also brings it, which is a double dipping. So it's a no-brainer. So Mashiach, with everyone's help, we could really get thousands of more people involved and bring Mashiach in our time and Bizech to Unbinar. So if anybody's interested, you could reach out to us for more opportunities regarding the Sefer. MarbitzeiTorah1@gmail.com. That's MarbitzeiTorah1@gmail.com. Or you could WhatsApp us at 267-289-3400. And look forward to hearing from everyone soon. And we should be Zaycha. As the Rav said, right? Shabbos is coming. This is the Shabbos of the year to do it. Don't let this opportunity pass. It's right in front of your faces. So it's a shame we should be Zaycha to the Gula B'Karav.
Thank you, Ellie. Thank you very much. Chazal say that the eternal merit of someone who writes Svarim and he lends it to other people to use. What Ellie's found is that for whatever reason, a lot of people, even people who, for whatever reason, could go out and buy it, they feel if they get it, then they're going to commit to learn it because they took it for that reason. Anyway, I gathered you tonight because I really want people to appreciate the purpose of Shabbos Nachamu is to rejoice with the conviction in the coming of the Geula. That's the purpose of the Shabbos. Now, let me continue with the shir, okay? Because there's something very important over here. It struck me that we're in the Torah is the source to be Mitzapel Yeshua. If you've been listening to the Shurim lately, I'm sure you heard me say multiple times that the source, the Pasuk in the Chumash to be Mitzapel Yeshua, it's in this week's Parsha. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. You all remember that. The Smak, the famous Smak, that the source to be Mitzapel Yeshua, so in the Pasuk, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hoytzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, and the Smak writes that the mitzvah is to believe that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, he will likewise take us out of the current galus. So it struck me, this is mamish davar yafa b'ito. Do you realize how appropriate it is that the source in the Chumash to be Mitzapeh li Yeshua is read on the Shabbos, whose main purpose is to be Mitzapeh li Yeshua? So I was working on a project 2 years ago, davar yafa b'itai, and I redoubled my efforts now because I want to bring it to publication. I started mamish redoubling last week, and I started editing Vaschana, and I realized I forgot the main davar yafa b'itai. So I added, and then once you'll see, I almost doubled the information on Parz Vaschana. Do you realize the source in the Chumash to be Mitzapel Yeshua? Sion, you hear this? The source in the Torah to be Mitzapel Yeshua is read on Parshas Vaeschanan, Shabbos Nachamu, that the purpose of the Shabbos is to be Mitzapel Yeshua. What's the joy of Nachamu? The joy of Nachamu is to be Baiteach in the coming of the Geula. There is no more appropriate Shabbos in the year to read about the obligation to be Mitzapel Yeshua than Parshas Vaeschanan. Now, recently, when I was in Zurich, somebody brought me a copy of the Smak. And on the bottom of the Smak, there are the comments of Smak Zurich, which means like this. Smak Zurich is the Smak, the Chida explains, the Smak wanted his Sefer to be the official codex of Klal Yisrael. He sent it out to all the communities of the world. And by the way, if you think that we're being a little pushy over here, the Smak said that every community must purchase his Sefer. He said the Kehila must buy the Sefer so that they put it in the shul and everyone can learn on it. Now, the thing is that some communities, they opened up the Smak and they didn't necessarily agree with every single detail that was recorded in the Smak. So they wrote notes on the bottom of the Smak. In Zurich, there was a Rishon named Reb Moshe. Reb Moshe wrote comments on the Smak. And he explains how in the Pasuk, Anoich Hashem Lekecha, is there any hint or allusion to the obligation to be Mitzapel Yeshua? Where is there any hint or allusion to be Mitzapel Yeshua? So the Smak Zurich says, because, look, listen, Hashem comes to Klal Yisrael, and he says, Anoichi Hashem Lekecha, Asher Hoitzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. I am, you know, the Almighty took you out of Egypt. Okay, very nice. That's good to know. Thanks for telling me. But what does Hashem want us to do? Can you imagine? In the first communication, the Almighty comes to Klal Yisrael. He says, I'm the Lord your God who took you out of Egypt. Okay, that's nice. Good to know. But what do you want? What do you want from us? The Smak Zurich says, obviously that's a command. It's a command. He wants us to do something. What does he want us to do? To believe that just like he took us out of Mitzrayim, he will likewise take us out of the current Gullus. Somebody sent me an email this week. It's really an amazing find, because none of the other Rishonim identify that the source to be Mitzapel Yeshua comes from the Pasuk Anoichi Hashem Alekecha. None of the other Rishonim bring this. Somebody sent me an email. There's a Medrash Lekach Toiv in this week's Parsha who says the same idea as the Smak, which very well may be the source of the Smak. The Medrash Lekach Toiv that's brought in the Oitzer HaMidrashim, on the Pasuk, HaShama'am Karle Aloikim Midaber Mitoicho Eish, and then it says, Oy Haniso Lekim Lavoy Lekachas Loigai. What is this? What are the Pesukim telling us? The Medrash says, it's a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael to understand, to comprehend, that Hashem could save us from the nations of the world the same way He did from Mitzrayim. So here, we have the words of the Medrash who's saying, just like the Smak, that the purpose of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim is to deepen our conviction that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take us out of the current Galus. And I want to share with you that there are a number of Rishonim who, they're not Moinei HaMitzvahs, but they say the same idea of the Smak, that part of the belief and remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim is to believe Hashem will take us out of the current galus. So, for example, the Radak in Hoshea, Perak Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud, on the Pasuk in Hoshea, Anoichi Hashem Lekecha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, that what Hashem is saying is the reason I performed all these signs and wonders when I took you out of Mitzrayim And he identifies also the pasuk Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Shehotzeicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, is that you should know that from what I did to your forefathers and from what I did for you, when you listen to me, I'm gonna do likewise to take you out of the current galus. So basically, the Radak also says, parallel to this, the same as the Smak, that the purpose of remembering Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim is to deepen the conviction Hashem will likewise do for us in the current galus. The Beis Elokim, Shar HaYisoidos, Perek Nun Aleph, he says that we're supposed to bring evidence from the wonders that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, that we should be boiteach in the Bias HaGoyal, because the Gulas Mitzrayim is parallel and similar to the Gula HaAsida. Likewise, in Amunois Vedeos of Reb Sadia Goyin, he says in the Pasuk, Berega Katoin Azavtich Uverachmim Gedoilam Akapzech, is that we should learn from the past that all these great miracles will repeat themselves. So, I think it's just stunning that the source in the Torah to be Mitzapel Yeshua, we read on the Shabbos that the whole joy of the Shabbos is to have bitachon in the coming of the Geula. This Shabbos is designated to Mitzapel Yeshua. Isn't it amazing that we read that the source of it on this Shabbos? By the way, it's also amazing that Rav Tzadok HaKohen, I added something here. Rav Tzadok HaKohen in Pri Tzadok for Chamisha Asar B'Av writes, do you remember the Gemara in Tainis that after talking about all the things that happened on Tu B'Av, it talks about Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So Rav Tzadok HaKohen says, it's not random that in the Gemara in Tainis, after speaking about Tu B'Av, it brings in on the Pasuk, B'yom Simchas Libay, Zeh Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Reb Tzadok HaKohen says, the Beis HaMikdash will be built on Tu B'Av. Reb Tzadok HaKohen says, what the Gemara is saying, the reason the Gemara brings in the Pesukim about Binyan Beis HaMikdash is because the whole subject of all the events that happened on Tu B'Av is connected to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Reb Tzadok identifies Binyan Beis HaMikdash will be on Tu B'Av. So, it's even more compelling that the mitzvah to be Mitzapel Yeshua is read on the Shabbos before the date of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Look how appropriate it is. In other words, Tu B'Av is the day the Beis HaMikdash will be built, according to Reb Tzadok. So therefore, the most appropriate Shabbos to read about being Mitzapel Gula is the Shabbos before Tu B'Av. And sure enough, the source to be Mitzapel Yeshua, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, is read in the Shabbos before Tu B'Av. Okay, one more idea. So, this Shabbos, when you eat at a Kiddush, if you decide to go to a Shabbos Nachamu Kiddush, and you want to know, what should my Kavana be when I'm joyous on the Shabbos Nachamu Kiddush, or when I'm joyous on Shabbos, the Kavana should be bitachon in the coming of the Geula, and a strong yearning for the coming of the Geula. Now, I just want to add one little detail, and we'll call it a night here. We know that what set off Tisha B'Av, the root of Tisha B'Av, is Chid HaMeraglim. What was the sin of the Meraglim? The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Vayimasu be'eretz chemda. They despised the desirable land. Eretz Yisrael is desirable land. You know, the Vilna Goyin writes, we read it last night, Va'ani tehila lakel yisbarach noisea le'eretz hakadosha. Shahakol mitzapim leroisa, everyone yearns to see her, Eretz Yisrael. Kol ha'elyonim, all the upper worlds, all yearn to be able to behold Eretz Yisrael. It's chemdas kol Yisrael, chemdas hakadosh baruch hu. It's Eretz Chemda, we say it in benching. It's a desirable land, but the Meraglim despised it. So how do we rectify the sin? Oh, we rectify it with the parsha we read right after Tisha B'Av. You know how we rectify it? We say, no, we made a big mistake. You know how desirable this land is? The greatest of all men only daven 515 times to be able to get in. In other words, the rectification of the sin of the Meraglim comes, it's davar yafeh be'itai, to read right after Tisha B'Av, how the greatest of all men, he went up to Shamayim, he brought down the Torah, he split the Yam, But still, more than anything in his life, what he davened for, what he desired, what he had chemda for, was Eretz Yisrael. He davened 515 times. And then he said, Ebra, na. He said, Ribbono Shel, the Yarden is only 50 amos. Nah, I want to go in, just let me go in 51 amos and put my feet, just let me step 1 foot in Eretz Yisrael. And the Medrash uncovers further. The Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu said, if I can't go in, let me go in like a cow. Let me go in like a chaya, and I'll graze the grass. And Hashem said, no, Rav Lach. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, so then let me go in like a bird and fly through and collect food like a bird. Hashem said, no. So what could be a more appropriate laning than an immediate correction of the sin of the Meraglim that was Vayimasu Be'eretz Chemda? Also, we could add, you know, this week we were lax in a certain mitzvah. One day this week, we didn't put on tefillin in the morning. Did you notice? 1 second. One day this week we didn't put on tefillin in the morning. You know, in this week's parsha we have the mitzvah of tefillin. What's tefillin doing in Vaschanan? We already got the mitzvah in Boy. Why do we need to repeat the mitzvah? No, we need chizuk. We need chizuk. We didn't learn this. We didn't learn one day this week. This Shabbos, it's Kabbalah Satoira. You don't learn one day. We need to be mechazik in Kabbalah Satoira. We miss tefillin. The parsha is a mitzvah of tefillin. So this parsha is strategically located in the week after Tisha B'Av. It's the source to be mitzapel Yeshua, which is the whole joy of Nachamu. It's mechazik us to desire Eretz Yisrael, which we learn from the Tuyah Moshe Rabbeinu. It's mechazik our Kabbalah Satoira. It's mechazik the mitzvah of tefillin. And Bezos Hashem, I wish everyone a very joyous Shabbos Nachamu. And this year's Shabbos Nachamu is Tu B'Av, which is a day designated for Binyan Habayis. So we should be zoicha to see the Nechama of Tzion v'Yerushalayim. And of course, if you take a look in the Sefer, you'll make me very happy. And it'll make you very happy. Because you'll see there are many opportunities to be Metzapel Yeshua not only on Shabbos Nachamu, but also every single day throughout the davening and throughout the day in many of the mitzvahs we do. Have a good Shabbos, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha. Shkayach. Kol tov. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.